Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. How often do you eat breakfast? Do you really think that breakfast is necessary? Well, we are continuing our conversation from yesterday with Betty and Ray. Ray believes everyone should eat breakfast. Betty, on the other hand, disagrees. So today's lesson is a question. Is breakfast necessary? Think about that. But here is another question I would like you to try to answer. What does Betty do when she gets hungry? What does Betty do when she gets hungry? The answer could be a little tricky. Well, friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin talking about breakfast. Yummy! Okay, let's go.
Is breakfast necessary?
I don't eat breakfast, and I seem to be able to think quite well. As a matter of fact, my grades are great this semester, and my stomach never interrupts class.
But you're probably starving by 10:30 or 11 a.m.
Now that I think about it, I do usually get hungry around that time. That's only because it is almost time for lunch. But it's no big deal. I just eat a small snack.
You see, if you would eat breakfast, you wouldn't snack. You know, snacking can also lead to gaining weight.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 interrupt 这个动词 ,inter 这个字首有两者之间的意思。RUPT 这个字根是指断裂，所以 interrupt 是指打断、阻止或妨碍。例如 ,it's impolite to interrupt other people's conversations. 打断别人的谈话是很失礼的。或者是 ,the game was interrupted by a sudden rainstorm,But they resumed playing after an hour. 这场比赛因为突然下大雨而暂停，不过一个小时之后就恢复比赛。它的名词是字尾加上 ion 变成 interruption。例如 ,Danny went to the library so he could study without interruption. Danny 去图书馆，这样他就可以毫无干扰地读书。继续我们看的是 starve 这个动词。starve 是指挨饿。例如 ,you can tell this boy has starved for a long period of time because he's very skinny and weak. 你可以看得出来这个男孩已经挨了很久了因为他又瘦又虚弱。或者是 ,it's already 8 p.m. and dinner isn't ready yet, I'm starving. 晚上八点但是晚餐还没有好我好饿哦。starve 也指使挨饿。例如 ,these cruel soldiers starved the captives to death.这些残酷的士兵让俘虏挨饿致死。
Well, Gabe, we're back here to talk about eating breakfast、
yep.
and whether or not breakfast is really necessary.
And of course, the answer is yes, it is very necessary.、
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you started eating breakfast every day. Rebecca?
Well, you know, when I was younger,、mm-hmm. I actually hated eating breakfast because it really made me more hungry.
Oh, because you broke the fast, sometimes when you eat something, then it makes you hungrier sooner, right?
Right, and so I would eat breakfast around 7 or 7:30 in the morning, and then around 10 or 10:30, I was hungry.
Yeah.
And then my mom, she tried to make really breakfasts、uh-huh. that were very healthy, like oatmeal.
Yeah,、mm-hmm. that's good.
Yeah, I enjoy oatmeal now, but as a kid, I didn't care for it too much.
Well, I think your experience is a little bit like Betty's in our lesson, as we'll find out、a little bit later. But、let's get into this conversation, shall we?、Mm-hmm. Betty has the first line.
So I guess I get to start. Betty says, I don't eat breakfast, and I seem to be able to think quite well. As a matter of fact, my grades are great this semester, and my stomach never interrupts class. Okay, here. Now, Betty does not eat breakfast, and she says that her stomach doesn't growl, so it doesn't interrupt class. And there's a related word we want to talk about, and that is the word interruption. If there's an interruption, that just means there's an occasion when someone or something, they stop something else for a period of time.
You know, I think it's interesting, in conversations I've seen between people, you don't want to interrupt someone's conversation. And usually if someone interrupts my conversation, I might say, hang on just a second, I'll talk to you in a minute. However, I've noticed people might do that, but as soon as their phone starts ringing, they say, hold on a second, to the person they're talking to, so they can answer their phone. Friends, I think we should be careful about when we answer our phones. Do we always need to answer our phones just because they ring?
No. I think the correct answer to your question is no. However, I will tell you, when my family calls,
then you might want to answer.
Yeah, yes.
Because they're overseas.
Yes.
I think it depends on the person and the situation. But this is just something to think about, okay? Because there are many interruptions in life that maybe don't need to be interruptions.
Or what about when your phone rings and it's a number you don't know?
Right.
I don't think it's necessary to answer those calls. Well, continuing on with our lesson, hey, Gabe, you got the next line.
Well, just one more thing about Betty. She says her stomach never interrupts class. There have been times when we've been recording, audio recording, some tests, remember, Rebecca, and then the sound is so sensitive. They pick up the sound. The microphones pick up when my stomach growls.
I remember we actually had to stop recording and re-record.
Yes.
Because there was some noise, and the noise was your stomach growling.
Exactly.
It interrupted our recording.
Exactly. So anyway, now we can continue with our lesson. Just had to share that cute little story. Ray says, but you're probably starving by 10:30 or 11 a.m.
Oh, hold on for just a moment. Let's take a look at this word to starve or to be starving. Now, this is a little bit of an exaggeration because if you are starving, this means you're extremely hungry. And this reminds me of maybe the children in Africa who don't get enough to eat.
Yeah, that's right. There are a lot of people who are actually starving in this world. It's so serious, in fact, that maybe in a few days, if they don't have any food, they might die. That is real starving. So, friends, be careful how you use this word. Sometimes we use it in a fun way, like Ray does, okay? He says, you're probably starving by 10:30 or 11 a.m., but yeah, just be careful how and when you use this word, starving.
Well, Betty responds by saying, now that I think about it, I do usually get hungry around that time. Let's talk about that phrase, now that I think about it. We usually use this phrase to indicate that you've come up with, or we've come up with a different conclusion after having thought about something for a little while.
Yeah, and this happens to us all the time, right? We think a certain way for a long time, and then we think again. We consider some new ideas, and we say, now that I think about it, I think a different way. Now, something about this phrase is that you can place it at the beginning of your thought or at the end of your thought. For example, Betty's line is, now that I think about it, I do usually get hungry around that time. But she could say, I do usually get hungry around that time, now that I think about it.
And she says that's only because it's almost time for lunch, but it's no big deal. Now let's talk about that phrase, no big deal. This just means that something is really not that important. No big deal.
Yeah, she said it's no big deal. You could say something like, ah, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Both are very useful phrases.
And she says, I just eat a small snack. That is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What does Betty do when she gets hungry? And the answer is...
that she eats a small snack. Or she eats a snack when she gets hungry. Well, friends, I do think it's important sometimes to listen to your body. Speaking of that phrase, we have more to learn about that phrase in...
The Info Cloud.
Hi, friends. I know that there are many people who talk about what they should do to be healthy. When I hear that, it reminds me of a common phrase, listen to your body.
That's right, Ken. This is a phrase we use to remind ourselves that the body is able to communicate what it needs to keep running.
For example, when we feel pain, we know that something is wrong.
Yes, and we all experience hunger, which is the body's way to tell us it needs food.
So when we say listen to your body, we mean pay attention to how you feel and what causes that feeling.
Exactly. Although our bodies aren't actually talking, they are using our senses to tell us what is going on physically.
I have another example, feeling tired, even though you have had enough sleep. That might be your body's message telling you that you aren't drinking enough water.
Good example. Friends, the body has a lot of ways to tell us when something isn't right. When we pay attention to those things, we are listening to our bodies telling us what it needs.
英文有一句话 listen to your body, 听听身体在说什么。你也许会问我们的身体又不会说话怎么听它呢这句话其实是说身体会传达讯息例如疼痛、饥饿、疲劳这些都是在告诉我们它的需要。你在运动的时候感觉不舒服最好就 listen to your body, 不要继续做。K 书到半夜眼皮都快睁不开了那就 listen to your body,不要硬撑了因为身体已经在告诉你它需要休息这就是今天的 InfoCloud 我们下次请专线
Studio Classroom is on the air Hey everyone, we are here to talk about breakfast Did you eat your breakfast this morning? OrAre you the type of person that doesn't eat breakfast? Well, of course, as you know, Betty and Ray are having a very intense conversation about whether or not you should eat breakfast. Betty doesn't think breakfast is a good idea, but Ray says it is the healthiest meal of the day, or the most important meal of the day. Well, friends, let's continue with this conversation now.
Is breakfast necessary?
Sorry, but I disagree. The few times I did eat breakfast, I felt hungrier by lunchtime. How do you explain that?
That's your body telling you it needs 3 meals a day. You should try eating breakfast.
I'm not into eating fried eggs or bacon. I don't like greasy food.
Neither do I.
So, what do you eat?
I eat oatmeal, toast and jam, or fruit and yogurt.
That does sound less oily, but I think I'll stick to my breakfast-free mornings.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 greasy 这个形容词。greasy 是指油腻的或者是含脂肪多的。例如 patients who suffer from heartburn should avoid greasy food and desserts. 有胃食道逆流的病人应该要避免油腻的食物以及甜点。或者是 this shampoo's formula is designed for cleansing greasy hair. 这个洗发精的配方是为了清洁油腻头发而设计的。或者是 Stewart left all the greasy plates in the sink and went to bed. Stewart 把所有的油油的盘子都留在水槽里然后就上床睡觉了。最后我们看的是 yogurt 这个名词。yogurt 就是指优酪乳或者是酸乳酪也有人拼成 Y-O-G-H-U-R-T。例如 Chloe eats plain yogurt with blueberries every morning. Chloe 每天早上都吃不加糖的酸乳酪加上蓝莓。 或者是 Jennifer only had peach yogurt for lunch today. Jennifer 今天中午只有吃桃子酸乳酪。或者是 frozen yogurt is lower in fat and sugar compared to ice cream. 和一般冰淇淋比起来，酸奶冰淇淋的脂肪和糖分都比较低。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so Betty is now responding to something Ray had said earlier. He had mentioned that if you snack, that could actually lead to gaining weight. And Betty says, sorry.But I disagree. The few times I did eat breakfast, I felt hungrier by lunchtime. How do you explain that? And yes, I can relate to that too.
Well, how does Ray explain that? That's your body telling you it needs 3 meals a day. You should try eating breakfast. He thinks he's so clever.
He does, huh? Well, Betty says, I'm not into eating fried eggs or bacon. I don't like greasy food.Now, if you're really into doing something, this just means that you're very enthusiastic about it, or you're really interested in doing something.
Yeah, I'm into jazz music. I'm not into Korean soap operas. Think of some other ways to use this phrase. But Betty also says, I don't like greasy food. What's that all about?
Well, greasy food might include...like fried eggs or bacon, something that has a lot of fat or oil. And yes, bacon does have a lot of fat. It's very greasy.
Oh, it's greasy and delicious. Anyway, I probably shouldn't have too much greasy food either. Okay, let's continue. I shouldn't look at that picture too much longer.
Is it making you hungry?
Yes, Ray says, and I imagine a British accent, of course, neither do I.
So he doesn't like greasy food either.
Right, exactly. Okay. This is the thing. Betty assumes that when people eat breakfast, that they're just having bad, unhealthy food.
Stuff that has a lot of fat in it.
Yeah.
So, greasy food. But Ray obviously doesn't like greasy food either. And Betty responds, so what do you eat?
I eat oatmeal, toast and jam, or fruit and yogurt.
Yummy.
I know.
Betty says that sounds less oily, but I think I'll stick to my breakfast-free mornings. Now let's take a look at that phrase, to stick to something. This just means that you keep doing something that you've been doing.
Yeah, and maybe you don't want to change at all, so you'll stick to this. For example, maybe you might say, I'll stick to my exercise routine. I like this exercise routine better than somebody else's, so I'll stick to my own.
And Betty wants to stick to her breakfast-free mornings. Now, you see that word free in our lesson. There's a dash, so it's breakfast dash free. Let's talk about that word free. This just is a word, and we use this to indicate that you're actually not going to have the thing that's in front of the word.
Yeah, don't be confused. It doesn't mean that the breakfast is free. No, it means there is no breakfast, right? Common words that include the word free are like a sugar-free drink,or caffeine-free drink, right? I don't often see the phrase breakfast-free, but you can feel free to use the word free to talk about something that doesn't include something else in just a fun way.
So the conclusion is Ray is going to continue eating breakfast, and Betty is going to continue her breakfast-free mornings. And right now, you know what time it is?
I don't.
Who knows?
Yes, 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 it is time for Who Knows? Welcome! Who knows who today's players are? Well, let's find out. We have Sandy.
It's Alexandra.
Oh, right. Sorry. Meet Sandra.
Alexandra. Get it right.
Sorry. Alexandra, we are very happy to have you on the show.
And we will never forget your name.
And I'm pleased to be here.
Good. Excellent. Well, next we have Bill.
Bill Lakewood here, and it's good for me to be here.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad that we are all here and ready to play Who Knows? The words for today are interrupt, starve, greasy, yogurt, and oatmeal.
Sounds tasty.
That's a good one. We'll see about that. Okay, here's your clue. Mothers don't like it when their children do this. Who knows the answer? Yes, Alexandra, you need to ring your bell.
Oh, right. I know the answer.
Well, good. What is it?
Well, it must be greasy.
Greasy? Why is that?
Well, you see, I am not a mother, but my sister is, and her children always have greasy fingers.
Huh.
I can tell you that my sister does not like that, and I don't either.
What are you staring at me for? Do you want some chicken?
Of course not.
Well, I was thinking about what you said, and I think the answer is starve. I have a mother, and she doesn't like it when I starve. That's why she gave me some chicken. Thanks, Mama. I love you.
Aw, that was actually very sweet, Bill. And that was a very good guess. But no, starve is not the correct answer. There's something that mothers don't like their children to do. Actually, this is something that most people don't like at all.
I know!
Right, well, Bill, ring your bell, not your chicken.
Huh.
Yes.
I know the answer. It's oatmeal.
What the? Why oatmeal?
Because I really don't like oatmeal.
Well, nice try, Bill, but actually that's...
I hate all kinds of oatmeal.
Bill, please stop interrupting him.
Alexandra, what did you say?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt or say anything wrong. I just thought that Bill should not interrupt you.
That was very kind of you. Not only was it very kind of you, Alexandra, but you just said the correct answer. You said...
Interrupt? Is that the answer?
Yes. So you get the prize for today. A megaphone. Here you go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Now you can interrupt people loudly whenever you want.
It's a good thing you didn't get this prize.
And it's a good thing you all joined us today. Join us next time on Who Knows?
Ooh, look at that. Those yummy eggs and bacon. Gabe, is that your dream breakfast?
Oh my goodness, Rebecca, that reminds me I need to go out and buy some bacon. We have plenty of eggs.
Okay.
But there's so much delicious bacon out there in the world, and it's kind of greasy, but, oh, man. It's good to have a great and delicious breakfast.
It really is. Well, friends, what about you? Do you enjoy eating breakfast? Well, we'll see you next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.